We've got all kinds of sounds going on tonight. We're here at the Ruckus Camp, and there's Road Warrior is playing.
Yeah, they just set up the movie for Road Warrior and a film about Ecuador before that.
And simultaneously, we have drummers going off in the barn where the computer lab is. I'm speaking with
Pod.
Pod. And Pod, where are you coming from?
I'm in the Bay Area.
San Francisco Bay.
Yeah.
Where are you located exactly in the Bay Area?
Well, I just moved over to Oakland. I work with an art center in San Francisco called Cell Space. That's C-E-L-L Space, kind of an organism model in that name, and lots of organic, sustainable kinds of thinkers that are coming in there and creating an art center for the community. There's a great website, www.cellspace.org, and I encourage people to check that out. We love to network with other art groups and artists and activists and make alliances with other venues and art centers.
One of the things here that we've been talking about is something that's kind of new to me, the concept of culture jamming. Maybe you could explain a little bit about what that means.
Okay, it's been an interesting experience just defining it here at the camp. For me, culture jamming is anyone who's trying to kind of cut through the corporate culture that we're immersed in. And there's one writer from Australia who writes about culture jamming, and he pretty much calls it culture versus commerce. And I think that just that brief phrase to me encapsulates anyone who's working in the arts or something to expand and create islands of culture in this environment that we're in, where it often feels like we're under siege by a system that is antagonistic to culture.
I would say it's a little more than antagonistic. I think it's looking for our extinction at the rate we're going here. So,
yeah, exactly.
So it seems like it's almost a survival that we're looking at as well. So culture jamming, it's not like jamming the dominant culture. It's like kind of wiggle out of it or into to life itself. There are so many examples of what I would consider culture jamming. I think this whole event, Ruckus itself, is an example of culture jamming.
Exactly.
And, yeah. What are some of the best examples that you have of what culture jamming is?
Well, in my workshop, I kind of went back in to talk about some history of art movements and where, although it wasn't called culture jamming back in these earlier examples, I consider them a great starting point to understand culture jamming. And I started with the Dada movement, which was really a reaction to the war environment that people were immersed in, and the rising tide of fascism. I specifically spoke about the work of John Hartfield, who is an amazing inspiration to a lot of the culture jammers. And what he did was really invent the photo montage, and he used this art form to counter the Nazi propaganda. Did it in such a new language kind of form, a really jarring form, that it had a really awakening, powerful, profound impact. So profound that they wanted to kick him out of Germany when they realized the effects that it was having. So he at first had to flee to work in Prague, and then when things got worse there, he fled to England. But his encouraged people to look up his work on the web. There's several sites that John Hartsfield.
When you were speaking, it reminded me of Philadelphia when they arrested the puppets. I believe that's what happened. And it's true, I think, that the establishment is totally deathly afraid of people having fun. And that's one of the things that's been a priority here at the Ruckus Camp, is for people to enjoy themselves. As much of a technology event as this particular Ruckus Camp is, there's always been a little bit of a focus on enjoying ourselves. One of the other things I noticed, that you seem to have a whole lot of toys. And why don't you explain a little bit about some of those?
Okay, well, I'm primarily an audio jammer, audio culture jammer, although I've worked in theater. My work in sound has always been a big part of what I do, and I used to do a lot of sound design for theater. And then when I started composing my own music, there were these times when I used to listen to the radio at the same time I was jamming on guitar or keyboards or something. Suddenly I was enjoying the mix of listening to things coming through on the radio and simultaneously playing my music. And that's when I got into audio collage. I remember early on I was in, this is after I had been doing it for a while, but I was hanging out in the Upper Haight area of San Francisco, and I used to go to the library at the CIIS, it stands. Yeah, California Institute of Integral Studies.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And I started listening to Alan Watts tapes, and that was a real mind blower for me. And I started using Alan Watts in my collages. And then I was really opened up to a lot of the transpersonal psychology stuff there, and I felt that was there was a big gap in the theater and the music world. I found that there wasn't a lot of ways to get that same kind of information that I was getting from the transpersonal teachings, and so I wanted to collage that into my music and put it back out there into the same places where these theater people and the musicians would get a good dose of it, let's say. I've been just developing that form now for many years, and I need to work, actually. One of the reasons I'm here at camp is to learn how to distribute my work better and to work it into networks, because I haven't had an easy time of getting my work out there.
Well, it certainly seems that folks enjoy it. The parties have gone. The other night, I think it was about 4 o'clock when things started to quiet down. And last night, I don't know, because I collapsed. But it's been, 7, 8 days so far of just nonstop culture jamming.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I see here at this particular technology camp is that we're looking at, It seems like there's a new culture evolving, that we seem like we're on the, the beginning of a whole new era of time. And it seems that this artistic expression, it's like bringing art back into our society, and it seems like this is it. Culture jamming is going to be the beginning of the seed of the flower of the consciousness that's going to save our asses if... What are some other good examples of, or how can people that aren't familiar with culture jamming per se, how would you express to them ways to get involved in incorporating the concept into their own daily lives?
I think the website is a really, the websites that are out there for culture jamming are a really great place to investigate, like, ideas of that have occurred and are occurring, and that's something that's actually making culture jamming a kind of global phenomenon. That's a great start if there aren't people already in your local area working within a culture jamming scene. You know, I think the Bay Area is definitely a really powerful area for that. The term actually comes from a music group that is in the Bay Area called Negative Land. There's a definite magnet for culture jammers to come to the Bay Area, but it's also people are going out and trying to spread it and make it a very contagious and expanding movement.
Are there, you mentioned a couple websites, are there some specific that you would recommend?
Yeah, if you did a Google search for Mark Derry.
For who?
Mark Derry, D-E-R-Y. He's a writer who also brought that term into, it was like one of the first articles that really came out and expressed that as like, oh yeah, I see now that this is a trend. This is something big happening. This is a peak moment in as an art form. I'm not exactly sure when that article came out, but his articles on that, his essays are very deep, have a deep understanding of the culture jam. And then another one, I really like a writer named David Cox, C-O-X, and he's teaching in Australia, and he's often in the Bay Area, and he's a filmmaker as well. And let's see, rtmark.com is a real hub of culture jamming activity.
You're doing music and sound collages. I would imagine that this would be across the board in any kind of creative endeavor. But I am totally mesmerized by the creative energy that is manifest around here and the trend. How long has this been? Has it been going on for a while, so to speak?
I think it's only really recently really picked up as like maybe in the last few years as a movement, as something like really to take a look at as a phenomenon in the arts and in the world of social activism, because it's like the two merging in this movement in a similar way that happened with the Dada period of art.
Well, also, I would say the WTO event, some of the protests and seeing the puppet work, I would think that is a culture jamming kind of activity.
Yeah, I included in that, absolutely. I think actually puppets probably even have a longer history in that art and activism movement. I think there's a lot of puppeteers actually at the Art Center where I work, and one of them was always talking about how in Greek civilization the puppetry was used to satirize the hierarchy or the state.
Once again, we're speaking with
Pod.
And Pod, your contact information is
sound@cellspace.org.
sound@cellspace.org. And so the trend, the new movement, the I don't know, how would you characterize culture jamming as a phenomena?
It's a peak moment for people to participate in something that's happening. It's not a spectator sport, let's say. And so it's like encouraging people to become a part of it. It's not like an elite art circle kind of thing. It's like it's there for everybody to tap into, and that's something why I'm really fascinated with the metaphor, the biological metaphor that people are often speaking about this as an organism, something like a rhizome, which is something that has a common root, but many sprouts. And so it also makes me think of that let 100 flowers bloom quote. It's out there in the activist movement.
let 1,000 flowers bloom.
Yeah,
sounds good. All right, well, I guess we're going to sign off here and go do some culture jamming ourselves, and we hope that you folks out there will pick up the ball, so to speak, and we'll see you out there in the street jamming as well.
Thank you, Govinda.
All right.